Matty Burkett say bye for the Waratahs, but we've got Aussies in action early on. 5:30 will be the first game. It's going to be the Hurricanes up against the Brumbies as far as Super Rugby's concerned. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, boys. I tell you what, that bye can't come soon enough for the Waratahs. They did their best to try and lose that game last weekend. Now, with a Tolulatu 6-week suspension at the end there, the referee missed that penalty. That could have been a shot at goal and potential loss over there. So I think that was in the 78th minute, so that could have been a shot at goal. Two phases later, their 10 had that shot for a field goal and just went right. Pardon me, just went left. And they escaped with it. So I think they could feel a bit robbed, the Sunwolves, in that game. But, you know, Waratahs, go away. I think go old school. Loz, what do you reckon? Go and have a beer at a pub and just sort of get to know each other. Because it looks like they don't at the moment. That's the sad part of it.
Yeah, well, Berkey, something that stuck in my mind was a couple of weeks ago. Didn't you say you went to the training and it just felt completely foreign to you? Did you say that?
Correct.
Which suggests to me that sometimes we're trying to make the game harder than what it should be.
You know what? When you look at the way they played to the way the Brumbies played, it was everything for the Waratahs was out the back. Everything in the Brumbies was in front. And they just put pressure on the Chiefs last week. And they played outstanding out of Brumbies. Now, it got everyone excited again, you know, watching the game of rugby. Now, down the right-hand side, Christian Laulifano takes his wing and with him goes short side off a bad scrum. And they go 90 metres and score a try. Chance Penny scores on the left-hand side there. So, you know, the way they're playing is not too bad. So they take on the Hurricanes tonight. The Hurricanes get back Bowden Barrett and Artie Savia. So that's a bit of a different team for them to where they've been playing. They'll obviously go over to the Cape Town as well. Pardon me, they go over to one of the regional grounds they use over in Wellington. And then so they've got a tough ask. But, you know, I don't mind it. I think they'll cover the line. They could get a sneaky win over there as well. I think they're about $4 to win.
$4.25 at the tab, Brumbies. And the line's actually 13.50.
Yeah, well, you chucked everyone into the Queensland Reds last week.
They nearly got the cash.
Yeah, but you chucked them in with a 20 start.
When the 20 start, they nearly won.
And they nearly won. Yeah, and that was what I'm sort of, you know, looking at with these guys at the moment. How much has their mentality changed? You know, when they're going ahead now and realizing that yes, okay, you got to play well, but you know they can beat these teams over in New Zealand. So you know that Reds last week was again a good performance. You know, we saw. You know, Samu Karevi leading from the front, the new captain, a young guy sort of inspiring. And you got Jordan Patea there who just, you know, blew the socks off everyone. And it was like, wow, this bloke should be playing 13 for Australia. So all of a sudden you got options to choose from. And you just saw a bit of hardness, didn't you? You saw a bit of hardness from what Brad Thorne brought to that team. So, yeah, they take on Crusaders. At home, Crusaders have changed all their team around as well. They've got they've rested, I think, about 8 All Blacks. I think they are, so they have a chance to come off the bench. But you know, I see them as a sneaky again. You know, I think they'll cover the line, and you know, that could be good for a win as well.
Yeah, we would think so. Going over there, playing against the Highlanders, nearly stealing that game, and then coming back home to play the Crusaders, and then you know, and it'll be warm up there. The Crusaders resting all their superstars, and they're $1.16 favourites. The Crusaders, $5.25 outside is the Reds.
So what? I mean, we take the start, mate. The start's 14.5.
Yeah, start's 14.5. And if you're a bit game, chuck a lazy on a sneaky win maybe as well, because I'm looking at these teams and go Rebels as well. The way they played in that first couple of games, or that first game, which is they had the bye last week. It just looks like they're playing with better confidence. You know, they're playing heads up footy. Rebels, they take on
Highlanders.
The Highlanders at home. I think it gets to deal with, you know, how Quade Cooper comes to the fore. I suppose we spoke about him 2 weeks ago and his control about the game. If he keeps that control again, you know, they're in for a really good shot. The Rebels this year, just being able to put consistent performances on, I suppose you could say, boys. So, you know, you've got Billy Meeks there just to give him a bit of a hand at inside centre. You've got a big forward pack running around at the moment. And they seem well-drilled. So, you know, I'm, I'm more confident than I have been in the performance of the Australian teams. The only ones there is the Tars. They've got to get a wriggle on the way they're playing. Yeah.
Okay, well, they've got the bye. So what I've created your treble here, mate. You've got the Rebels as your standout. They're $1.73 off the beater. Then you take the start, the Brumbies. They're getting 13.5, so that's $1.85. And you take the start, the Queensland Reds. They're $1.85 as well, 14.5. So that's a nice little treble from Berkey. Mate, I probably differ from you blokes. If I nearly got beat by the Sunwolves, I'd want to play this week. I don't want to buy. Because that means you got 2 weeks of thinking how bad you're going instead of just true. 1 week and getting out there and ripping in, you know?
Look, I can understand that. Sometimes, though, TK, you need to walk away.
Oh, mate.
And I know it's 2 weeks into the season, but you need to sort of walk away sometimes and just reassess.
Mate, I don't want to buy after 2 weeks after just sneaking home against the Sunwolves.
I understand where you're coming from. I tell you what I'd be doing. I'd be just walking through players. I'd be going to the pubs, having a beer with the boys, and just like, you know, letting it sort of, you know,
for 2 weeks.
Well, it could be a good option. We did it nowadays, and we went okay.
It works for 1 week. I know that.
Oh, having a beer. You train well.
Yeah, it works for 1 week.
You say, boys, if we train well and we get a win on the weekend, we're going to have a beer.
Yeah,
well,
exactly right.
The training sessions are the best you've ever
no
seen.
Drop ball. No drop. Good on you, Berkey.
Go on, you boys. Have a good one.
Just repeating that, the Brumbies at the start, 13.5 into the Queensland Reds with the start at 14.5 into the Melbourne Rebels to win off the beater, $1.73.